It has been a bit of a beautiful day, actually. Our supposed heat wave arrived on Monday rather than over the weekend, which was helpful. And also, I was playing golf on Saturday afternoon in Mount Juliet, beautiful spot down in Kilkenny. Not a breath of wind, not like just beautiful day for golf. And then I was rang the missus after, I was like, yeah, how'd you get on? Because she was talking about going to the beach. She was like, couldn't leave the house. The wind was whipping up a storm.
So you left your wife at home with a sick baby while you played golf in Kilkenny after an award ceremony.
For 2 days. Yeah, 2 days. And then I got home and she went, hey, do you want to go to bed and watch an episode of Arrested Development? And I went, yeah, sure. I went to bed and within 2 seconds I was snoring.
That's such a marriage conversation. Hey, do you want to get into the bed and watch a device of some kind?
Yeah.
Dave's world. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Oh, look at the size of his charger.
Today's Dave's world is something which you proved over the weekend to be absolutely brilliant at, Darren.
What?
Sleeping. Some things you didn't probably know about sleep. What goes on when you sleep? Your brain completely recharges. It resets, like restarting your computer. So it turns itself off and then on again. Your cells repair themselves and your body releases important hormones.
Is that what's going to happen then? Is that what really happens? You know, say somebody you know dies and you're there kneeling over their body and you roar up to the sky, God, why?
What's happened?
And God says, have you tried turning it off and on again?
Essentially, yeah. That's God's IT department. You need different amounts of sleep depending on your age. Babies require 16 hours a day. Anyone aged between 3 and 18 requires 10 hours a day. And then 19 to 55, which most of us fall into for most of our lives, obviously, is 8 hours, is what you're required. And then over 65, it drops to 6 hours a day. So you can bear that in mind.
Yeah, but that's like 8 hours uninterrupted quality sleep. Not kids jumping on you, waking up, you know, people going to the toilet.
What kind of measure do you have?
It's in Pierce Street Dart Station.
Men have dreams about other men 70% of the time that they dream, whereas women dream about men and women equally.
How does anyone know that? That means, what did you dream about, Deirdre? Oh, well, I was in a cafe. Okay, now think back. Who was at the other tables? Were they men? I mean, how do you work out who you're dreaming about?
Hey, scientists have spent copious amounts of money working this stuff out.
Well, we can see here by the wave pattern she's dreaming of a man.
We can only dream about faces we have already seen, whether we actively remember them or not. You cannot make things up in your dream, essentially.
Why not? Why can't you amalgamate?
Because your brain is processing information. That's what creates the dream.
Well, I've had dreams, obviously, like loads of you listening, where you've been talking to someone who you didn't know, but you can remember their face.
But exactly, that's you remembering it inactively. You did meet that person before, you just don't remember meeting them, but your brain does.
Well, maybe it amalgamated, like the eyes.
Stop trying to cheat science.
The eyes of Brad Pitt, the nose of Mary Harney, and the mouth of Daniel O'Connell.
Barisomnia is a type of sleep disorder that makes you do unnatural movements despite being asleep. Now, I will admit,
under the covers,
on Saturday it was nearly afternoon when I shook Dermot and said, hey Dermot, it's 11:45 and I'm going playing golf, you need to get up because they're going to clean the room in a minute. Dermot unnaturally lay there in his fully clothed suit with cufflinks and tie.
I was in a rush going to bed.
And then involuntarily moved his right arm and went, and then went back to sleep again. That was the most he could muster.
Oh, and what's that called?
Parasomnia.
So is this thing where, like, for instance, your leg goes for no reason?
No, I'm being kind of jokey about the last bit, but you know, it's bigger things. It's like sleep driving.
Could be problematic.
These things have been done. Writing, bouncing checks, murder. Like, all these things have been done by parasomniacs.
Why don't people ever do useful things when they're asleep? It's always like falling out of window or driving a car down the road for no reason. Yeah. And like you said, writing bouncing checks. Why don't you just wake up and find you finally put up those shelves your wife has been trying to get you to do, and you're like, oh cool, I did that while I was asleep. Class.
There's loads more dream stuff and sleep stuff that I can't get to right now because we've run out of time, but I will send it out to you if you drop me an email, davehasnofriends@98fm.com.